US-based think tank, the Brookings Institute, has recently published a study which claims that India's almost eliminated extreme poverty. The report, however, is, by its own claims, contradicting the numbers that are estimated by the World Bank, adding that those numbers were based on a privately provided data source. The report further suggests how it is time for India to retire its current poverty line and move to a higher poverty line to better be able to identify intended beneficiaries and support the genuine poor. Joining us on NDTV, authors of the report, Dr. Surjit Bhalla, economist and former executive director of the IMF for India, Bangladesh, Bhutan and Sri Lanka, as well as Karan Bhasin, economist. Thank you both very much for joining us. Dr. Bhalla, I'd like to begin by asking you, in the report, you've suggested that a high consumption and a decline in inequality are among the reasons for your claim that India has eliminated extreme poverty. But have you discounted the free food, wheat and rice that is supplied by the government to approximately 2/3 of India's population? Isn't that a huge caveat, as some would say? How would you respond to that?
Yeah. No. We, in the study, in the estimation, we excluded the food. So if you want to include, which you should, which we've argued earlier, we should, you'll get a poverty number much lower than 2%. It's very close to about 0.5% of the population, 0.5%. So I completely agree. This was done so that, you know, we have various numbers floating around, and obviously this must be included, but precisely not to get into the debate of A, B, C. This is just without any attempt to incorporate the food subsidies.
Okay, so you're saying that you've completely discounted food subsidies because that those numbers would essentially, you know, perhaps change the number that you've projected?
No, very simple. We've done those calculations.
Okay.
If we were to include the food subsidies,
yes,
these data are provided in the report that the government has put out, you get a poverty rate of 0.5% of the population.
You've said in your report...
That is only 0.5%, which is close to, 1% would make it 14 million. Only 7 million are absolutely poor in India, according to the Tendulkar poverty line.
Okay. Karan Bhasin, the report also talks about rural poverty at 2.5%, urban poverty down to 1%. This data that you're talking about in this report, however, is strikingly lower in comparison to the World Bank estimate. Why is there such a discrepancy in your data versus the World Bank? Can you explain this for the benefit of our viewers?
Well, I mean, our findings are in light of the recently released Household Consumption Expenditure Survey, which is the first such survey which has been released since 2011. So this data was released only about a week ago, and we have analyzed it, and that's how we came with our numbers. And of course, we had in statement 4, they have separate rural and urban consumption distribution. Now, what many other estimates that you're referring to, particularly the World Bank estimate, those were created or rather made in the absence of this data, because the time at which those projections were made were much before this data was released. Now, once they kind of incorporate this new survey, the official survey of Government of India, they would also come to the same conclusion and same numbers. But that is, again, something that is going to take some time before, you know, they can kind of analyze this information and put it on their website. So there's no discrepancy as far as that is concerned. Whatever difference is coming from their use of CMI, which was only done because this data was not available at that time. And now that that official data is available, they will eventually use it and arrive at a similar number.
I'm gonna take a couple of these, the larger questions on this report and then get into the analysis of it as well. Surjit Bhalla, how would you look at, I mean, for someone who's looking at your report, which is titled India Eliminates Extreme Poverty, how would you respond to someone who has read the headlines on the Global Hunger Index, for instance, the last report, which had suggested that India still ranks 111 out of 125 countries. The Global Hunger Index still talks about India's situation as severe. How would you, therefore, what would you say to the people who are looking at that report? Because you're essentially suggesting that it is time to redraw the poverty line.
Yeah. Okay. So the Hunger Index, as well as wealth indices put out by Oxfam, tell a very different story for every country in the world. And if you will, a different story for India as well. Let's just look at the Hunger Index. You know, back in sometime in the mid-70s, hunger is how much food you have. So how much food do you eat or is available to you, and therefore your hunger.
Yes.
Now, the NSS used to do a survey in its consumption surveys until 2004. They would ask, how many members of your family were not able to obtain 2 square meals a day? In 2003-04, that number was down to 1.5%.
Okay.
So after that, they discontinued asking this number. I'll give you another statistic on hunger, that back in the mid-70s, it was the Hunger Index relies to a large extent on how much food you eat, and food is how many calories you have. If you take the caloric consumption of Americans back in 1973, it turned out that about 75% of American women were malnourished. So you really have to be, and I remember writing in a report done for the World Bank, that if anything is a problem in the U.S., it's obesity. It's not hunger. So we have to be very careful we don't have to be that careful. You just have to know how the numbers derive.
Okay.
Because anybody and everybody comes up with their own estimate of poverty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very interesting that you say that because, like I said, if you look at the government's own estimate, it's a staggering 32% of Indian kids that are still stunted. The malnourishment statistics in India are still huge. I mean, there's a very glaring discrepancy, as one would say, between what you're saying in your report and what the government's own data are saying when it comes to several of these key parameters, which is why I asked you these questions at the very outset.
So just be careful. Are we talking stunting? Are we talking wasting? Are we talking...
No, the statistics for each are different.
Everything has its own definition.
Yes, the statistics for each are different as well. And I also want to clarify here that I bring up these statistics and the government by its own admission has said that there's been a 2-3 percentile point improvement in the tenure of this government between the last government and this government. So all of those statistics are available. They're out there on the website of the government to see. Rajya Sabha questions have been answered on that. But my question to you, therefore, is that when you look at those statistics, a staggering 32%, for instance, when you look at stunting, or a staggering, down from a staggering 35.5% to 32%, when you make such a tall claim in your report, it obviously raises several eyebrows on how we are to look at your report vis-a-vis this data. That was my question. Surjit Bhalla.
Very simple. And let's not confuse ourselves.
Yes.
By getting into... Look, a poverty line is defined to be how much consumption you have. So it's very specific. Let us say, and which stands at about 60 rupees per person per day, 60 rupees per person per day today. Okay. Now, I can make it 300 rupees per person per day and get a higher poverty number. No problem. And, indeed we argue that we should raise the poverty line below which we consider people as poor.
Right.
So just, it's a very, very straightforward it's an absolute poverty. That's why it's called absolute poverty.
Yes.
It's measured only in terms of per capita consumption.
Okay. My final question to you, and it's important that you've clarified that. Final question to you both, if you'd both like to come in. Karan Bhasin, to you first. Reasons. What, according to you, are the main reasons for this big headline that you've given us in this report?
So let me first, address the issue that you were mentioning about malnourishment, stunting, etc. I think Surjit sir rightly pointed out that this is a very extreme version of poverty that we are referring to.
Yes.
And that's something that people need to keep in mind, that we are saying that we have eliminated extreme poverty as defined by the Tendulkar poverty line. So that's one very important thing that, people should kind of understand and appreciate, that it is existing poverty line that we had. And at that poverty line, comparable estimates suggest that we have eliminated it.
Right.
Now, as far as stunting and all are concerned, we of course need a higher poverty line.
I'm running out of time. So very quickly, if you could help our viewers understand reasons, main reasons.
Okay. So the main reasons, of course, are quite obvious if you ask us, and we've been talking about it since 2019. There has been a lot of push towards rural areas and towards the bottom 50 in terms of redistribution. That, of course, aids their consumption. There has been a healthy growth that we have observed over this period. In fact, it has been one of the more inclusive periods in terms of India's growth experience.
Okay.
So there's no surprise that this has happened.
All
the
right.
only surprise was that why many people were not believing that this is,
okay.
Something that is to be expected.
All right. Well, you've heard it from the authors of the report. It's a report that is available online. Like I said, it's grabbed national and international headlines today with the report claiming that India has eliminated extreme poverty. How they've arrived at that conclusion? What are these numbers? How do they stack up against World Bank numbers? We've hoped to answer several of those questions. Thank you both very much for joining us in this conversation.